Do not let people intimidate you. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, and nothing is hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear in private, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who deprive the body of life, but cannot destroy the soul. Rather, fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Are not the sparrows sold for pennies? Yet not a single sparrow falls to the ground without your Abba God's knowledge. As for you, every hair of your head has been counted, so do not be afraid of anything. You are worth more than an entire flock of sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before Abba God in heaven. The good news of salvation. Those who have gathered on Zoom, you will have to take instructions, and I apologize, but I will send this to you after Mass, as you know I do. So hold the thought.
Okay.
So Zoomers, you might want a piece of paper. Oh. If you have one nearby, if not, your memory will work.
Right.
As those come back, you're going to want to be on the page, the side of it that says your top three values.
Okay.
If I sat with you at the table and I asked, what are three things that matter most to you? Think about that. And literally jot those things down on the right side of that blank spot. What are three things that matter the most to you? There should be pencils in the pews. And if not, look for somebody to give you a pencil in the pew. Reach behind you in the pew behind. What three things matter most to you?
Oops.
And then beyond that, where it says top three values or principles, I would like you to think about Jesus's principles, what Jesus's life was about, and what those values might be, the top three of Jesus's life, and write those where it says your top three values. What are you saying, Alice? First, your top three values or firmly held principles. Those are Jesus's. What are three things that matter most to you, and you were to write them in the blank space to the right? Your other right. Okay. No worries. This is hard work, isn't it? So if you wrote the first one in the first place, then put the second one in the other place. Okay. Okay, then the top three triggers. What are the mental, emotional obstacles to living any of those values, either the three things that are most important to you or Jesus's values? What are the things that get you off track? Or then annoy the heck out of you, and then you don't want to live the values that you have. What are the things that bug you the most? People must be still writing and thinking. Heads are down. This is good. You didn't know you'd have to work when you came here, right? Peer over the top of the chair, and I bet there's a pencil on the other side. So what you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you've heard in whispers, proclaim from the housetop. In the time of Jesus, the rabbis often prepared in advance those who were going to teach and preach, and they'd have practice sessions. We similarly practice presiding in homilies as we're learning and developing our ministries. We practice things we want to learn. We practice compassionate listening. So this is part of last week in terms of Jesus is giving the disciples a pep talk as he sends them out two by two. He reminds them, you know who I am. You know what I do. You know my values and my presence. You have witnessed the healings and my compassionate touch. You know how to bring me to people. Don't be afraid. Of course, not everyone is going to accept or want what you have to give, and that's okay. Be strong in yourself. Don't waver from the message you share. Love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
In that first reading, Jeremiah was like, I'm saying what you want me to say, but people don't like it that they're out to get me. And Jesus says, hang in there. Mm-hmm. Hang in there. Fear not those who can hurt your body, but those that can hurt your soul. So you don't want to back up, but we also want to think. Yeah. So if we fast forward 2,000 plus years, we are sent to proclaim the good news and to live the good news. So if you turn that piece of paper over, we're all being sent. So step one is to watch, listen, sense, and learn the ways of Jesus. And how do we do that? Read the Word of God. Yeah. That'd be good. Gospels especially. What did Jesus do? What did he say? How did he touch people? Step two is embrace Jesus' spirit of love that dwells in you and all. We all have the spark of the divine in us. Jesus' love lives in us. So we're needing to cultivate compassion and non-judgment within ourselves. We need to become comfortable with the ways of Jesus. Step three, become aware. Stop, center, and breathe.
Ooh.
Until we can come into our bodies and ourselves, we can't embody Jesus. So we stop and we pause and we think and we pray. Step four, we recognize any fear or anxiety and we breathe some more and let Jesus' words sink in. Do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Step five, ready, set, go. Wherever you're sent, to whomever you encounter, bring the good news. So, when I pick up my phone or my computer, I'm going to remember that Jesus is within me. And I'm going to stop, center, and I'm going to breathe before I text or speak or respond or research or write or draw. I need to embody so that what comes out of my hands or my voice on my phone or my computer is that of Jesus. When I drive, when I interact in the grocery store, when I work or teach or play golf or play cards or garden, what I read, what I watch, Am I embodying Jesus and what Jesus taught me in the darkness? Mm-hmm. When mm-hmm. I communicate with my family, when mm-hmm. I ignore or respond to requests for help, when I take time to be present or not, what questions I ask, the comments I make, what you've heard in the dark, proclaim in the light, what you heard in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. When I engage with my senators and representatives, both Colorado and nationally, when I go to a rally, when I sign postcards, when I serve as a juror, when I make donations, when I make gestures, who am I embodying? Breathe, stop, center. Choices about who I give my money to, companies, mm-hmm. investments, people begging, mm-hmm. school kids, athletic events, concerts, groceries, farmers markets, where I give my money. Am I mm-hmm. embodying the values of Jesus Christ?
Awesome.
Who I include and exclude, who I see as worthy of respect, of dignity, inclusion, friendship, attention, who is welcomed? How do I care for myself? This month we're celebrating both Pride and Juneteenth. How do we look at these values of Jesus, of inclusivity? How do we remember as we encounter people what we have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light, what we've heard in whispers, proclaim from the housetop? In a conversation with a relative mm-hmm. over the last few days, I heard him say, "We were born sinners."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I said, "I think we were born unshakably good." And he said, "No. We were born sinners, we're always sinners. And we need Jesus to lead us away." It's hard to just listen. And yet listening is what Jesus did first, before he healed, before he interacted, he listened with compassion. My response was, is that motivating for you to consider yourself always a sinner? And he said, yes. Because I need Jesus to help me, and I need to reach out to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I in turn said, I believe I am good. I believe God created us good, and I too need Jesus to avoid sin. Jesus' ways, the ways he touched, the way he healed, the way he listened. So it didn't have to be a right or wrong discussion. It was listening to hear. What was this about, and why was this value important to him?
Mm-hmm.
I read on a Facebook page from the mother of a child with disabilities. "If you're going to pray for my child, thank you, but please don't stop there. Fight for accessibility, inclusion, and services. Fight mm-hmm. for the families carrying the weight of systems that don't work, because mm-hmm. my child just doesn't need your prayers. My child needs your action. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light with your life. What you have heard in whispers, proclaim from the housetops."
Mm-hmm.
Who is Jesus? What is Jesus's way? Become aware before we act. Stop, center, breathe. Let go of fear and sink in. Bring Jesus to the people. Bring Jesus to the family. Bring Jesus to the world. Bring Jesus to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As you look at your lists, is there a value that you want to concentrate on this week? Either one of the most important things to you or one of Jesus's values? And then also be aware of your triggers. So when one of those things is going on, breathe before you respond. Breathe so that you can come forth as the voice of Jesus, the hands of Jesus, the kindness of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a minute.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm.
As people of faith, let us stand and proclaim our faith.
Mm-hmm.